This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. As an alternative energy project rolls out in western Alaska, local energy costs are dropping dramatically, but the cost of research, experimentation, testing, and innovation has been high. Kwingilinoak, Tuntutuliak, Kungiginuk, and Kipnuk have a combined population of about 2,000 people. 9 years ago, they formed the Chun'ingruk Wind Group to find a way to reduce the high cost of local energy. Since then, they've received about $30 million and technical assistance from an array of federal, state, private, and nonprofit agencies and organizations.
Frankly, I think that that's a success story.
Ann Sattler is community liaison for the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative.
I think that that technology is going to get less expensive and it'll be available, you know, throughout Alaska if it works. And they're the ones that are testing it. We're grateful to them.
Contractors looked for elements that are easy to operate and maintain. They found wind turbines, power storage and distribution systems, software to automate the turbines and backup diesel power, and energy efficient stoves, and put them together to create sophisticated systems, all of which have to work reliably in variable wind and harsh weather conditions. Rodney Phillip of Kungiginuk says the turbines are up in his village and the savings are dramatic.
An average home in our village burns up to 500 gallons a year on heating fuel. But if we use that energy efficient home, 55 gallons a year, that's about almost 90% fuel displacement.
The project is expected to be complete in 2016. The Kuskokwim River's king salmon will be running within a matter of weeks. With unprecedented early summer fishing restrictions, people are trying to figure out how to fill their freezers. Representatives of the Yupi Nation attempted to answer that question during the first day of a tribal forum in Bethel. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
Joe DeMantle from Tuluksec says the people hurt most by closures are those with the fewest resources.
The ones that don't have the gear to go out fishing, the ones that don't have family that's immediate to go out and get it for them. It's heartbreaking.
Managers are hoping that the run is strong enough to harvest about 1,000 kings, but otherwise, fishermen will likely see no directed kingfishing. How tribes deal with restrictions and assert more local control was the focus of the discussion with more than 20 villages represented. Mike Williams of Akiak is the Yupik Nation chief.
We need to do something to avoid what we've gone through before. Citations, court time, and all the ill feelings that is over our heads right now.
The specter of illegal fishing was never far from the surface.
I've been told by my elders also, hunger fears no evil. I don't want that to come to that. But we will do what we have to do to survive.
Sammy Jackson of Akiak was cited in 2012 for illegal fishing. He and the panel of subsistence fishermen made the case for how Kuskokwim king salmon can be restored while also providing for people who depend on the fish. Stephen Maxey Jr. is from Nebuskiak.
We need to federalize the river. State failed. State has mismanaged the river.
There were strong calls for in-depth tribal consultation and a look at ways that local residents can have direct control over resources. One idea highlighted for further study was that of cooperative agreements laid out in ANILCA Section 809. For example, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission gives villages a management role for subsistence whaling. There was broad support for stopping the offshore pollock fisheries that catch and kill king salmon incidentally. Ideas ranged from a boycott on pollock products like fish sticks to asking for a long moratorium on ground fishing and appealing to Secretary of State John Kerry for action on foreign trawlers. The meeting continues Thursday. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
A symposium on the power of aging in Alaska will be held today in Anchorage. Denise Daniello is executive director of the Alaska Commission on Aging, one of several agencies and organizations hosting the event. She says the agenda will cover topics such as succession planning in the workplace as the result of an aging workforce evidence-based strategies to improve health and wellness, as well as strategies to address Alzheimer's disease and family caregiving. That's the Power of Aging in Alaska Symposium, free and open to the public at the Captain Cook Hotel today. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.